This weekend is the annual True False Film Fest, bringing documentary films and filmmakers to Colombia from all over the world. Some of these films focus on religion and spirituality. One of them is Monacamina, directed by Stephanie Spray and Pacho Velez. The film is a journey to and from a Hindu temple on a mountain in Nepal. The entire film is set in one of the cable cars that takes Hindus and holidaygoers alike up and down the mountain. I spoke to Spray and Velez via Skype and telephone before the festival. Let's talk a little about the backstory. Stephanie, I understand you'd been living and working in Nepal for several years, and even done some pieces with people who appear in this film. Where did the spark for this film come from?
Monacamina, the cable car, and the temple are both, you know, very popular destinations for Hindus and just for, you know, holiday goers in Nepal. So I'd heard quite a bit about it, and I took two of the film subjects on a ride on it, thinking that I would include this in another piece that I was working on. But the cable car itself just screamed cinema. I mean,
Pacho, when Stephanie spoke with you about the idea, what piqued your interest?
I'd, for a while, been looking for a good site to make a film that combined landscape and portraiture in equal measures. And for me, Monacamina was a very good site to make that kind of film.
You decided to make this documentary using 16mm film rather than going digital. Why?
We chose to make this film on 16mm because of the nice conceptual rhyme between the length of a film roll and the length of a ride on the cable car. Each one is a little under 11 minutes. And so the film had this very nice ratio at its heart that one trip on the cable car, which is, I think, about 2,400 meters, is equal to 400 feet of 16mm film, which is the length of a roll of film, which is then equal to about 10.5 minutes, which is the length both of the roll of film and the ride on the cable car.
One of the interesting things is that we never actually see the temple. It's all about the journey, not the destination. Tell me a little more about that.
That's the thing that's really changed. There's this temple on a hilltop, and for hundreds of years, people have walked to that temple to pay their respects to the goddess Monacamina, who's a Hindu goddess of good fortune. And then about 15 years ago, a Nepali entrepreneur built this cable car up the mountain. And so what used to be a very bodily experience, an intense physical hike up this mountain, has turned into a 10-minute cable car ride. I think somehow part of the meaning of pilgrimage is the effort of the pilgrimage, and the process is part of the payoff. And then if you ease the process, if you remove the process, that has some effect on the spiritual impact of the journey.
And then you can always ask yourself, well, what is the destination? Is the destination really the temple atop the hill? Or is the destination reaching the temple and then returning home to your life and how that's transformed you? So it depends on how you define what the destination is.
Stephanie Spray and Pacho Velez are the directors of the documentary Monacamina, showing this weekend at the True False Film Fest. To hear more from directors of films being screened at True False, head to kbia.org and search for True False Conversations. I'm Kelly Moore. Thanks for listening.